You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. Welcome to today's show. My name is Pablo.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode 750, which means in the next episode, we get to give away a free membership. I always
That's
get
excited
true. About that.
That's true.
But in the meantime,
you know how you can increase your chances in favorability?
Favorability?
I mean, let's just be honest here. Favorability. It's like philosophizing. It's a thing.
Apparently. At least you're making it one.
Leaving us a review. I mean, look, we're grateful for you guys no matter what. But leaving us a review is one way to gain favorability. We don't give special premises to people who leave us reviews, but hey, you may have a warm spot in our hearts, okay? So anyway, just want to say thank you for leaving those reviews. If you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com. And as always, I want to say a special thank you to one of our Drone You Elite pilots. His name
this be?
Is Joshua Baker.
Joshua.
He's a good guy. He's going to be at the Houston training helping all of you guys who are looking at really mastering mapping acquisition strategy and processing, because that's what the class does. Now, today's question is all about mapping. So I wanted to remind you guys, and I wanted to remind Rob here to put the link of the Houston class in the description so you guys will have that. And I'll email it to him right now. But the point here is that you can learn all this and so much more if you really want to become confident and offer a new service to your company and do so in a way that you know you're going to always get the job. Well, then you're going to want to check out this class, as it will transform you from a noob to, well, not quite a pro, but right there, you're going to master drone mapping, and I highly recommend you check it out. But anyway, Rob, let's go ahead and let's play that funky question.
Hey, Paul Rob, this is Cord Christian. I'm a drone pilot up here in North Texas. My question is, I'm having trouble figuring out the difference between the obliques and the orbits. Obviously, I know what an orbit is. You orbit around shooting pictures with your timer set. But I'm confused a little bit on the obliques, specifically how to shoot the obliques. Hopefully, you can help me out on that. Otherwise, you guys are doing a great job. I enjoy the podcast a lot, and I really like the intermediate mapping course. Have a great one.
Thank you, Court. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in your question. I'm glad you're enjoying the class. There's a lot of great information in that. If you guys are interested in mapping and you're not a member yet, you might want to join and hop into those mapping classes. There's a lot of great information, all the way from the very, very basics to get you going to more depth to help you kind of take it to the next level and actually do mapping work, which then could lead you, like Paul said, into one of our in-person classes where you're really going to go deep. So some great stuff out there if you're interested in mapping.
Yes. All right, let's get right into this question, as it is important. Just so you guys know, orbits are actually a part of oblique imagery. It's more kind of specific than an oblique image, as an oblique image technically are images that are taken with the camera axis not perpendicular to the ground or the object. And other people define oblique images as images simply taken at 45 degrees. So oblique images can be images that are taken with, for example, Pix4D's free flight application. If you're trying to get detail in areas where most pilots are unable to get detail, this is typically the way that you do it, is you utilize oblique imagery in specific flight paths, utilizing the free flight form or free flight missions in Pix4D. Now, think about it like this. If you have a building that's in the shape of a star, you know, you could do an orbit around the whole building. But again, the detail in those areas that are covered in shadows, again, is just not going to be very good. So if you did, say, five little oblique image missions around each point of the star, you may get better imagery. So you have to understand that orbits are great for adding into maps, but sometimes oblique imagery is different than an orbit because not every building is a perfect circle, and not every building is going to offer the best data dependent on the shape that it is, the way that the sun is hitting it, and whatnot. So in addition to that, sometimes, you know, this, I could just go on for days here because weather plays such a big role in oblique and orbital imagery, depending on how much data you're really looking to get out of the map itself. So, you know, how the weather is that day is really going to be a variable in the quality of your data. So I just want to go ahead and say that again. That's another thing that we cover in that class. It's really important. Also, you can check out the online intermediate mapping class, because we talk about these two acquisition strategies as they go in pretty deep, because you've got exterior facing orbits, interior facing orbits. You've got the free fly mode. I mean, we go over all this in the in-person class as well, and actually have you do separate missions so you can see the difference in data yourself. Because once you're able to see the difference, you're going to be like, oh, well, why don't I just do that every time? You know, there are variables that will help you determine too, whether oblique imagery or orbital imagery, which is, again, oblique imagery, just more a niche. It's a more finite example of an oblique image, if that makes sense.
Say that again.
So an orbit is really a niche or a subset image of an oblique. So an oblique is defined as, you know, a non-perpendicular image to the ground or subject. An orbit is just that. It's just in, it's just shot in a perfect circle. You can get better data by not shooting in a perfect circle.
So you could do an oblique angle on an orbit mission.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So they kind of
are commingle. Similar. Yeah, they commingle. There's collusion.
So you could do an orbit that is straight down, which would be called
nadir.
Nadir, right? But you can change the angle, and now you're doing an oblique image.
Correct.
Okay. Cool.
That answers that question.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think that would give him the answer that he's looking for.
Definitely. All right, let's move into, you know, as you guys know, if you go to AskDroneU.com and you ask a question, not only do you get your question answered, but you also have a chance of winning a free membership into the DroneU for how long, Rob?
For a full year.
That is freaking fantastic.
we've given away, well, however many episodes we've had, time divided by 50. That's right. Although we didn't start until about probably episode 301 or so.
Yeah. So. But anyway, maybe we should offer this person a discount to the in-person Houston mapping class. Maybe they'll be interested. What do you say? $100 off?
Why not?
Let's do it.
I think that's a
so
great idea.
So free membership and $100 off. If they want to go to the Houston mapping course.
Very cool.
So, all right, who's it going to be?
Well.
Oh, you haven't picked yet.
Typically, we would do that in the episode following the 50 episodes, but.
Ooh.
But I tell you what, we're here, you've brought it up.
We could pull an American Idol and go to commercial break.
We, if you'll pull up a random number generator.
Okay.
Right?
Random number generator.
We'll throw in number 701.
701
through 750.
750.
And then we'll generate and drum roll.
709.
So episode 709 would be here somewhere.
Dun dun dun. Dun dun dun. Okay. Drum roll, please.
That would, I don't know that he's going to be interested in the mapping course, but maybe he will be. His name is Mitchell.
Mitchell. Pew pew.
And we'll have to reach out to you, Mitchell, because where? I don't have any other information.
Oh, we don't know where Mitchell's from?
We don't.
We're just going to have to play episode 709 and figure it out.
We're going to have to get into the...
we're going to have to do some due diligence
here,
boys.
We're going to have to do some digging.
Yes.
A little bit of digging.
Congrats, Mitchell. No commercial break for you and an extra discount. So
I hope Mitchell is still listening. Now, Mitchell might be thinking, well, is it me, Mitchell, or is it somebody else, Mitchell, if you actually are listening?
Now you got to go to 709 and figure out yourself.
That's right, exactly. But we'll also reach out to you. We'll send you an email. We do have your email because you had to give it to us when you sent in your question, and we'll let you know that you're a winner. And if we hear back from you, you'll actually get that that membership set up.
I'm looking forward to it. All right, well, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And congratulations, Mitchell! You're listening to another epic episode of Ask DroneU. Thanks!
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.